Hello and welcome to our program, Costco Connection, April 2023, brought to you by Owl Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Tammy Frazee, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from Costco Connection, April 2023, here on Owl Radio. Here's a publisher's note. Personal growth. Gardening is my happy place. Planting things in the ground, watching them grow, tending to their needs. It's a joy, a peaceful discipline, a meditative break from the stresses of my day. I know there are a lot of others out there who feel the same need to get their hands into the soil, to watch plants and flowers bud and bloom, or to grow their own produce and see the efforts of their harvest on the dinner table. That is just one of the reasons why our April issue, with its special section focused on home and garden topics, is near and dear to my heart. This month we look at two Costco suppliers, Cedarcraft and Bower & Branch. Cedarcraft creates innovative planters made from rescued cedar, while Bower & Branch, a supplier through Costco Next, provides everything from full-grown trees to flowering plants and shrubs. Bower & Branch also offers consultants, they call them plant whisperers, who can help you plan your new landscape. Most likely, those plant whisperers will talk to you about the zone you live in and how it pertains to what you should be selecting to grow and thrive on your property. This is the topic of our cover story, which lays out how to use plant hardiness maps to identify your zone and choose the right plants that will stand a better chance to survive, grow, and thrive. By the way, if you aren't into the maintenance or have water challenges or live in a no-grow zone, be sure to check out the article on artificial turf. After a day of gardening, it's time to relax and, in my case, because my talents do not extend to the kitchen, have my husband crank up the new signature Kirkland grill and enjoy a well-deserved outdoor meal as we take in our lovely backyard landscape. Sandy Torrey is Senior Vice President, Corporate Membership, Marketing, and Publisher, Costco Connection. Member comments. Collector's cover story. Thank you for the article and photos of the collections in your article, Amazing Amassing, March 2023. I was amazed to see a fellow snail collector among the list and have taken the liberty to name the collector of snails a gastropodilist. Thanks for the fun of seeing other real people do interesting things. Is a collector of Costco goods a costcologist? This is from Peggy Waters, West Lynn, Oregon. Optimum Oral Health. Thank you for the article about oral health, Bits and Bites, March 2023. I felt like I was reading my own words. As a dental hygienist, I talk with patients on a daily basis about the oral systemic connection. It's amazing how few people realize that a little bit of bleeding during brushing or flossing is not healthy. It's also amazing at how effective an electric toothbrush and water flosser are at achieving great oral health. I direct patients to Costco because you have the best deals on the best oral care products. Kristen Botker, Escondido, California. Shingles Awareness Gratitude. I received the March issue in the mail and it's fantastic. Please tell Joanne Ellis that her article, A Shingles Story, was superb. And that's coming from someone who had shingles this past year. All her information was bang on and closely mirrored my personal experience. It is a highly unpleasant condition, so I'm glad this article exists to promote awareness, prevention, and getting the vaccine. Christy York, Toronto, Ontario. Hearing Aid Center. Great article about a great department. Keep your ears open, February 2023. During my physical 6 years ago, my internist realized I was having problems with my hearing. The hearing test proved him to be correct, and I needed hearing aids. My internist said to check out Costco. I made an appointment with the Costco in Lone Tree, Colorado. The Costco specialist was great, and his testing was even better than the specialist my intern had sent me to. The price and warranty were great. Jack Kinner, Denver, Colorado. Tell us your story. Are you a member who has found a new career, discovered or rediscovered a new passion in the latter part of life? We want to hear from you for possible inclusion in an upcoming feature. Please send an email to connection@costco.com that briefly shares your story. Please put second chapter in the subject line. Sidebar, advertising and products. All advertisements will indicate a product, whether a product is available in a Costco warehouse, at costco.com, or both. Products are scheduled to be available at the time of publication unless otherwise noted. Items may not be available in all locations and selection can vary. Costco.com carries many of the products available at the warehouses and much more. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico, and at Costco.com. Applicable tax laws may require sales tax on pre-discounted prices. These taxes are in addition to product price. Digital edition. Access the magazine online each month at Costco.com. Search Costco Connection. Talk to us. Do you have a comment about something you read in the connection? Please send a note, including your name, your full name, your phone number, and address to email connection@costco.com or mail Costco Connection, P.O. Box 34088, Seattle, Washington, 98124-1088. Costco Life, April. Brunch Bunch. April is filled with holidays and celebrations, including National Brunch Month. From omelets to pancakes and everything in between, Costco's got you covered for brunch and beyond. An ode to brunch. Have you ever wondered how brunch became a Sunday tradition? That portmanteau of breakfast and lunch was first seen in 1895 in a lighthearted article titled Brunch, a Plea, by writer Guy Berenger. He described brunch as cheerful, social, and inciting. It sweeps away the worries and the cobwebs of the week. It's good to know that some things remain constant even with the passing of time. Now pile on the Eggs Benedict and raise mimosa to toast Mr. Berenger. Cheers to brunch. A passion for people. Attitude is everything. At age 90, Alberta Cordova, who works full-time in the Hearing Aid Center at the Costco in Concord, California, continues to inspire her co-workers, coming to work every morning with a smile on her face and dressed to impress. "Why should I retire?" says Cordova, who is passionate about taking care of members. "If you are happy and enjoy what you are doing, why would you stop doing it?" She's got a good point. Never give up. Say yes to life after limb loss. According to the Amputee Coalition, about 185,000 Americans lose limbs through amputation each year. April is Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month. Whether a person's limb difference is from an amputation or a congenital condition, the journey to living a full life is often difficult. To learn how to better support those with limb loss and limb difference, visit amputee-coalition.org. Sidebar, sound savings. Did you know that Costco Hearing Aid Centers constitute the largest retailer of hearing aids in North America? Didn't know that. All right, on to Travel Connection, a century of magic. The Walt Disney Company marks its 100-year anniversary with the Disney 100 celebration at the Disneyland Resort. This is by Samantha Davis Friedman. Samantha Davis Friedman has spent the last 12 years writing about Disney theme parks around the world. What a fun job that would be. The Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio was founded in Burbank, California on October 16, 1923. By brothers Walt and Roy Disney. Over the following century, the name Disney and everything connected with it have become synonymous with imagination, innovation, and magic. Today we know the enterprise as the Walt Disney Company. With the 100-year milestone in 2023, it's no surprise that Disney is pulling out all the stops for what Chairman Josh D'Amaro bills as the biggest celebration in Disney's history. The Disney 100 celebration is centered appropriately at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California, just 35 miles from the original studio. The celebration includes two new nighttime events, spectaculars in the Disney vernacular, a version of Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railway, a popular Orlando attraction, and the return of a magical daytime parade. See Magic Happens. Here's a look. Two nighttime spectaculars. One of the events is Disneyland's fireworks and projection show, Wondrous Journeys, which showcases all 62 Disney animated films to date. Wondrous Journeys, described as a love letter to 100 years of Disney animation, can be viewed from Sleeping Beauty Castle, Main Street USA, the It's a Small World boat ride, and Rivers of America. "We use the whole park as our canvas," explains Walt Disney Animation Studios creator, director Roger Gould. "There's no one place where you can see every movie represented, but you'll experience the emotional through line and incredible music no matter where you watch." The other spectacular is World of Color 1 at Disney California Adventure Park, which illustrates how a single drop, like a drop of water, or starting an animation studio, can create ripples that grow into waves of change. I want guests to walk away from World of Color 1 with a sense that they can make a difference by doing something they love, says Disney Live Entertainment Director Wendy Ruth. Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railway. Already a favorite at Disney Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railway takes guests into the wacky world of Mickey Mouse cartoon shorts. The all-new Disneyland exclusive key experience features an exhibit curated by Minnie and the Toontown Hysterical Society celebrating all things Mickey. This is where Mickey and his friends watch premieres of their shorts, so being able to walk through the space is really what makes it special here at Disneyland, especially for the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company, says Sarah Gibler, an Imagineering interior designer. The Disney 100 celebration continues through 2023 with the Walt Disney Company's official 100th anniversary on October 16th. Disney fans are advised to keep their mouse ears to the ground. Disneyland.com, disneyland.disney.go.com/100th anniversary for updates on more celebration news. Let me say that again, disneyland.disney.go.com/100th-anniversary for updates on more celebration news. Sidebar, Magic Happens. Disney 100 includes the return of Magic Happens, which debuted shortly before parks closed in 2020. The whimsical daytime parade features moments from favorite Disney movies and presents them in innovative and artistic ways. The creative goal was to combine nostalgia for beloved characters and stories with updated twists to engage today's parkgoers, says Disney Live Entertainment Show Director Jordan Peterson. Sidebar, Costco Connection. Costco Travel offers theme park vacation packages as well as cruises, vacation packages, rental cars, and hotel-only options for destinations in the United States and around the world. To learn more, visit CostcoTravel.com or call 1-877-849-2730. Again, CostcoTravel.com or call 1-877-849-2730. Member poll. How do you welcome springtime? Costco members respond to our poll posted to Costco's Facebook page. "When the snow melts and we have our first day in the 50s, we have a family picnic," by Sarah Hobbs Willard. "I'm ready for spring training in St. Louis Cardinals baseball," Bob Davis. This year, we are having a cousins get-together on Earth Day to welcome the new season. Sandra Momolu. With open arms, I love spring. Cheryl Haley. Not a favorite task, but I open my blinds and clean my windows to let all the sunshine through. And look, Shively. I drive into town. I enjoy seeing the large magnolias and the differently hued dogwoods. They're so beautiful. Karen Hull. I buy myself a bouquet of daffodils for the table. Mary Ellen Botsford. I set up the patio and grill and get set to do some gardening with supplies and equipment from Costco. Ravinath Ramkissoon. Gratefully by Nedra Allen. Sidebar, open season. The word April, according to BritishMuseum.org, stems from the Latin word aperire, which means to open. New beginnings. As we emerge from the cold winter months, the world comes alive again. Here are some days and ways in April to celebrate the season. April 3rd, National Find a Rainbow Day. April 7th, Good Friday. April 9th, Easter. April 5th through 13th is Passover. April 21 to 22 is Eid al-Fitr. April 22nd, Earth Day. April 23rd, National Picnic Day. April 28th, National Arbor Day. Watch for the poll at facebook.com/Costco or weigh in at connection@costco.com with subject line poll. Cover story. Get in the zone. Choosing the right plants for your garden and landscape can be overwhelming. Plant hardiness maps with zones based on average seasonal temperatures can help you select vegetation that is more likely to thrive seasonally or year-round in the area where you live, by Melinda Myers. You can't control the weather, but you can increase your gardening success by selecting plants that survive and thrive in the cold of winter and the heat of summer. Unlike annual plants that grow, reach maturity and die in one growing season, perennial plants, those that grow for multiple years in the garden, need to survive the extreme temperatures to return each year. Stay in the zone. A plant's tolerance to temperatures is reflected in its zone hardiness. Most plant tags, seed packets, and other gardening resources contain growing information on the sunlight, soil type, wind, and most importantly, weather that an individual plant needs to thrive. Compare this number to your area's hardiness zone, which you can find on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Plant Hardiness Zone Map, planthardiness.ars.usda.gov, covering the United States. The USDA Plant Hardiness Zone map is broken into 13 zones. Each zone represents areas within a 10 degree Fahrenheit range of the average minimum water temperatures. These areas are then subdivided into narrower 5 degrees segments. The lower the zone number, the colder the average winter temperatures. As you look at the USDA Plant Hardiness Zone map, you may notice islands of warmer or colder zones within the larger zone hardiness swath. Large bodies of water, urban heat islands, mountains, and valleys influence the surrounding climate and growing conditions. These microclimates also exist within your landscape. Braving the cold. To help plants survive the cold, Costco member Bob Palomsky, a horticultural specialist at Clemson University in South Carolina, recommends identifying pockets of microclimates in your landscape where the temperatures may vary by several degrees. This difference can mean a plant's life or death in cold weather. Microclimates are influenced by sun exposure, existing plants, and nearby structures, and low areas where cold air settles. Tree canopies, overhangs, arbors, and fences also create microclimates in your landscape. Use winter mulch to provide added insulation for plants that are not reliably cold hardy in your area, and to discourage early sprouting during winter thaws. Cover susceptible plants with a layer of evergreen boughs, straw, or marsh hay after the ground freezes. Use nearby plantings, screens, and fencing to protect evergreens subject to injury caused by winter winds and sun. Burlap and other plant protecting fabrics can also be used to shield sensitive plants from winter wind. Winter cold does have some advantages. Certain spring-flowered bulbs, shrubs such as lilacs and some fruit trees, require a certain number of cold days to flower and fruit. Nan Sturman, waterwisegardener.com, an award-winning garden host, a writer, TV host, and a Costco member, reminds gardeners in milder climates, such as zones 9 to 10, that even though certain plants may be hardy in their area, those plants may not have the needed chill to flower and plant. A plant's tolerance of cold temperatures is just one factor to consider. Tiger Palafox, co-host of the Garden America radio show and a Costco member based in Southern California, references sunset climate zones. sunsetplantcollection.com/climate-zones when selecting and recommending plants. We have so many different climate shifts due to geographical changes in a small area. Their zone map is the best way to determine what will grow in our areas, says Palafox. His Garden America co-host garden writer, John Bagnasco, agrees that California's microclimates make the sunset zones absolutely necessary. For example, he lives 13 miles from the beach and can grow plants that do not thrive on the coast. Beat the heat. These resources can also help when considering the impact extreme heat has on plants. When temperatures exceed 86 Fahrenheit, many plants suffer short or long-term damage such as withering, leaf and flower drop, stunted growth, and more. The longer the heat wave persists, the greater the risk of damage. Summer heat, humidity, and drought are unavoidable issues that southeastern gardeners face along with winter cold. In addition, high nighttime temperatures during the summer months pose problems for plants that originated in climates with cool summer nights, says Polomsky. Providing afternoon shade, mulching the soil to keep plant roots cool and moist, or designing landscapes that help create a more desirable environment can help. Drought and water restrictions make selecting plants suited to your area's rainfall more important than ever. Established drought-tolerant plants such as juniper, zinnia, portulaca, sedum, and blanket flower require less frequent watering. That means less work for you once these plants have formed a robust root system and adapted to their home in your garden. Brian Minter, a grower and horticultural expert based in Chilliwack, British Columbia, recommends creating well-drained soil so plants develop deeper, more drought-tolerant roots. These plants are better able to survive winter cold, summer heat, and drought conditions. Again, plant tags and seed packets often provide helpful information on a plant's tolerance to drought. Many gardeners are incorporating native plants better adapted to their local climate conditions. Extend your growing season. The average last spring and first fall frosts also influence plant selection and planting times indoor and out. The number of days between these two dates defines the frost-free growing days in your location. Compare this to the plant tag, seed packet, or plant description. Most of these resources provide the number of days from which planting to harvest or bloom. Match the number of frost-free days in your area with those required by the plant. To overcome this limitation, grow varieties that require a shorter season, start plants from seeds indoors, or purchase transplants of those plants that require a longer growing season. Planting dates, indoors and out, are also based on a plant's ability to tolerate cold soil and air temperatures. Grow cool weather plants like pansies, sweet asylum, radishes, peas, and greens during the cooler months. Replace any that are struggling when warmer weather arrives. Zinnias, sunflowers, squash, tomatoes, and peppers are among the plants that prefer the warmer weather. Jumpstart the growing season or extend it past the first fall frost with seasonal extending strategies. Use structures such as cold frames, cloches, and floating row covers to protect young seedlings and transplants, or your harvest from chilly temperatures and frosts. Vermont's Charlie Nardozzi, an award-winning author, radio and TV show host, gardeningwithcharlie.com, has observed a shift in frosts in the Northeast, allowing gardeners to plant warm season crops such as zucchini, cucumbers, beans, and basil in midsummer. These will mature and produce a second crop in the fall, and frost protection strategies can be used as needed. Many gardeners choose to incorporate native plants, which are better adapted to their local climate conditions. Toronto-based Stephen Biggs, co-host of the Food Garden Life Show, recommends talking with nearby gardeners to find out what works in your immediate neighborhood, as hardiness differences can exist within a small area. Visit your local botanic garden, seek plant recommendations from local university sources, and consult with plant experts to help with plant selection. Wherever you garden, select plants that match the growing conditions, space, your design, and perhaps most importantly, the time you have to care for your landscape. That way, you will have time to relax and enjoy the efforts of your labor. With a little planning, your landscape can be an extension of your lifestyle, values, and sense of ambiance that will help reduce the stress of daily life. Side note, use structures such as cold frames, cloches, and floating row covers to protect young seedlings and transplants from chilly temperatures and frosts. Another side note, water wisely. Water new plantings often enough in the first few weeks to keep the roots moist but not soggy. Gradually reduce frequency so you will be watering thoroughly but less often. Watering frequency varies with the soil, the climate, and the plants you are growing. Proper watering helps plants develop robust root systems that are better able to absorb water and nutrients from a larger area. Spread a layer of leaves, evergreen needles, or wood chips over the soil surface, away from the tree trunks, shrub stems, and the crowns of perennials. These organic mulches help preserve moisture, suppress weeds, and improve the soil as they decompose and moderate soil temperatures. Caring for plants may include sheltering them from cold weather, watering plants to keep roots moist, covering seedlings to protect them from the sun and birds, and replacing faded annuals with those better suited to the weather. MelindaMyers.com has a master's degree in horticulture and is an author, columnist, and TV and radio host. You have been listening to Costco Connection, April 2023 on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on your specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tammy Frazee saying goodbye from Owl Radio. Go out and make it a great day.